This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Thursday, May 11th. Hams sold 7,600 hogs Wednesday, selling a range of 186 to 197 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,800 head, selling a range of 186 to 197 per CKG. Hams number one sales this week are down, selling in the range of 13 to 20 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is up and four contract prices opened higher this morning. On Wednesday, the Canadian dollar is up 9 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3375. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 74.22 cents U.S. U.S. cash markets made firm gains in trade yesterday, with all regions reporting daily increases of between $1.50 and $3.50 U.S. 100 weight. Packers are chasing supplies ahead of the tightest supply period in an attempt to build supplies for summer needs. Slaughter levels are still being maintained at relatively high levels of 465,000 hogs per day, but this is expected to shrink by approximately 50,000 hogs by early July. Carcass values continue to struggle, with only the ham primal providing support, while pork bellies have been the weakest of the primal cuts, collapsing over the course of the last year at nearly $100 a hundredweight. The latest inflation numbers were released earlier this week and show that food price inflation remains consistently high at 7.7%. However, meat did not contribute to the increase, with beef and pork up only 0.5% from year-ago levels. Unfortunately, consumer choices on where to spend their money are not favoring pork, with the most recent numbers suggesting that pork demand was down 13.3% in the month of March compared to year-ago levels. It will likely take several months for demand to recover, so producers should likely plan on a fall and winter timeframe with hog feeding margins that are in negative territory. From a historical standpoint, current forward prices for the October to December timeframe represent very good value, as they are significantly higher than any year in the last five, except for 2022. Covering one-third of your fall or winter production on gains of $5 per CKG from current values would be a good start for managing margin risk late this year.